Welcome back to the God's Vibes podcast. We have another God's Vibes hotline episode today. So I have a question. Have you ever found it extremely difficult to forgive somebody? And then all you hear is just forgive them, just let it go. And you're like, but how though? We're going to talk about that and address that very thing in this God's Vibes hotline episode. If you want to be coached live on the God's Vibes podcast, that is what the God's Vibes hotline is for. All you got to do is fill out the God's Vibes hotline form and you can get coached for free live with me on God's Vibes. So that form is in the show notes. Otherwise, you can go to www.julianapage.com/podcast and you can find it on that page as well. If you are a listener, a loyal listener and lover of God's Vibes, I would love and be so honored if you would pay it forward. Rate the podcast 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and leave a review over there. And when you do, don't stop there. I will bless you right back. I will send you the 30-day God's Vibes Matter devotional for free if you just go over to julianapage.com/podcast and put in your information. So thank you so much for being here, for listening, for investing here, for rating the podcast 5 stars and leaving a review. It means the world. I love seeing how these episodes are impacting you. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And lastly, there is still time to join us in 30 Days of Faith Walking. We kicked it off on March 4th. We had our live kickoff call on March 5th. And we are having our weekly live calls starting on March 14th, Thursday, March 14th at 7 p.m. Central Time. And these will be every Thursday over the course of this month, over the course of these next 30 days. So make sure that you plug in. If you want to experience this program live, this is the time to do it. We did it live one time last year. This may be the only time that we do it live this year. So if you want to experience it live and have the benefit of community running alongside you versus a self-paced program, get in the room. Get in the room. Something happens when you're crazy enough to show up. When you're crazy enough to get out there and touch Jesus, it unleashes miracles. So I just encourage you to put some action on your faith, okay? Faith is released in action. So I encourage you to activate your faith and plug in with us on this 30 Days of Faith Walking program. Get activated. We also, when you join right now, not only do you get a live experience, but you get a free workbook. We created a whole new workbook just for this program. So make sure that you register now to claim yours. You can click the link in the show notes for Faith Walking. You can also go to www.courageco.org. And for some of you that don't know what Courage Co is, Courage Co is this private community off social media that you can join for free, but it strictly is this community where you can invest in your inner life, where you can invest in your spiritual growth and your personal development. There is not a lot of spaces where we can do that, and this is one of them. So there are weekly life groups that you can plug into and build community and fellowship with other spiritual running buddies. There are prophetic prayer calls, and then there's other programs that you can plug into for a much deeper experience. So join us over there, www.courageco.org, and invite a friend. Things are so much better when we do them together, and we need one another. We are not meant to be alone or isolated. So come join us. It's a time over there for sure, and you definitely want to be activated in courage. If there's one thing that we need in this world right now, it is for sure courage. We need people showing up. We need people changing legacies, changing destinies, and going for what is theirs by grace through faith. So come join us over there at www.courageco.org. And without further ado, let's dive into this hotline episode.
Welcome, Shelby, to the hotline.
Hello, hello. So happy to be here.
So glad you're here. Tell the folks a little bit about who you are and what your question is today.
Oh, my name is Shelby. I have been inside Courage Co. for the better part of a year and just really have been holy shifting through life every month, it feels like.
Yeah.
Every week there's always something new that I'm like, oh, that's different. And I love it.
Yeah.
But really just my heart now, after years of being a workaholic and being a slave to a, not even a 9-to-5 job, it was a commission job, but
yeah,
After being a workaholic and a slave to that, I am now called to be at home,
Yeah.
called to work on prophetic gifts, called to grow and develop in so many different ways. And it has been a season that my old man self would have definitely hated. And now I'm so excited. I get my quiet home to myself all day.
So
And I'm
good.
like, thank you, Lord, for these quiet times. But one big question that I need your help on is how to forgive someone when it doesn't, one, it isn't asked for, and two, it's only a forgiveness that can come from God. A little background history, years of mental and emotional abuse were involved. So many things were at play. But it's one of those things where I'm trying to process that level of forgiveness with God and also give it to Him so that I can fully forgive. Like you can say forgiveness, but feeling it and saying it are two totally different things. And I think I'm at that level where, like, have I said enough to where I convince myself yet?
Okay. So good. I feel like this is such a relatable question for so many people too, right? I know. Woo! Our favorite, forgiveness. First thought and first challenge question that I have for you is, what has forgiveness looked like for you in the past, or what have you done?
Are you referring to how I've received forgiveness from humans, how I've received forgiveness from God, how I've
Yeah, well, what
given
does it look like
forgiveness?
for you? Like, if you have forgiven somebody, what have you done to forgive them, right? Like, how have you walked out forgiveness before and been like, yes, I've forgiven and moving on? What does that look like for you?
In past, it's been the person has either come and asked for forgiveness, there's been some type of give and take. There's been an exchange of some sort. Whereas my hold up here is there's denial. Like there's no, my truth and this person's truth are two totally different things. And so it's hard to extend that forgiveness when it's not being asked for or even acknowledged that it needs to be had. So I
Okay.
think that's where my holdup's coming.
Awesome. And has in the past, has forgiveness looks like a conversation with somebody? How has it played out? So I'm hearing that somebody has come to you and they're asking for forgiveness, and maybe there's a conversation around that. But what has happened before?
Yes, it's been kind of a process
Okay.
of apologizing. The apology happens, and then there's prayer, there's reflection, there's processing it with God. And then ultimately, reconciliation and forgiveness come on the tail end of those two things. And I don't feel like, and I've had to forgive some pretty major things in my life. I don't feel like it was like a big aha, I forgive you, like moment where it was just a gracious grace. There was so much godly grace to be had in those instances because there was repentance, because there was different levels that I could see action-wise that in their heart they wanted to change. They wanted to see the situation differently.
Got it. And when you think of forgiveness, who is forgiveness for?
Oh, ultimately for myself to be able to move on from that season or to move on from that hurt, but then and the other dynamic, it's for that person as well, because if they're coming and asking for it, obviously there's a need, a want to repair things and move forward. But then in my mind, I also know that we're supposed to love and forgive like Jesus did, and there's not necessarily a rule that says they have to ask for forgiveness. Like there's nothing in the Bible that, I mean, I read this morning when Jesus was talking to Peter, and Peter says, Lord, how many times are we supposed to forgive somebody that hurts us? 7 times. And Jesus is like, no, it's 70 times 7, and then some. And if they slap your cheek, give them the other cheek. Like,
Yes.
Okay, Lord. Sure.
Well, so something is interesting here, and you just nailed part of it, right? So does forgiveness require somebody asking for
Or the answer is no, but in my human self, the logical side of me says, how do you forgive someone when there isn't a that portion of it, when you
Yes.
can't see growth and repentance and all the other things, and you're
Yes.
like, oh, so I'm just supposed to give forgiveness to you. Great.
Okay, so powerful. All right, so now this interesting part, right? Because you're noticing somebody mentally is not on the same wavelength as you. In their heart is not open to accountability, ownership of what's happened, acknowledgement maybe even of what has happened. So for you, when you know somebody doesn't have the awareness, right? And they don't maybe even have the desire, they don't even know to have the desire. What does that do in you?
It kind of just makes me want to shut them out and walk away. Just be like, okay, bye, and we're done.
Yeah, yeah,
And
yeah,
like,
yeah.
that's not healthy. That's
Yeah.
not closure. That's not any of those things. That's just avoidance. And in my heart of hearts, I know I'm supposed to forgive them. I know not only do I need it, but they need it. Like,
Yes.
they need to know that they're forgiven, even though they don't know that they need to be forgiven.
Got it. So something interesting. There's some really fun examples where people have, let's say, gone to parents later in life and say, I forgive you for not being who I needed. And I'm sorry that I held you accountable to all these things and resented you. And then there's like a total shift in like a relief that happens just from the one person being able to be like, oof, I need to go forgive this person. Sometimes forgiveness is a letter to that person because they're not in the natural anymore. You can't safely go have a conversation with them, but it's actually writing out what all of those things are that are in your heart. Because forgiveness is often like sentencing somebody, if that makes sense. Okay. It's like instead of seeing you the way God sees you, instead of being able to move forward really in any kind of relationship with you, all I do is I like really lock you down to this season. And I keep reminding you of all these ways that you've hurt me. And until you fix that, I'm going to keep you in this like jail cell, so to speak, and keep punishing you. And I can launch it even harder year after year, right? That's kind of what we do. But we sentence somebody over and over and over for something that they've done. So having that thought in mind, have you experienced forgiveness from God over something that you would not even publicly want people to know?
Oh yes.
Oh yes. Okay. So
Oh yes.
okay, so think of this situation and how and when God forgave you and you know that he forgave you, what was that like for you?
humbling actually, because there he doesn't have to.
And
He
did you
doesn't have to forgive
feel,
us.
yeah, did you feel like you deserved it?
No.
Okay. And then what started happening in your heart?
There was a softening and a change, and then once the forgiveness from God happened,
Yeah.
there was a change in my walk completely. There was a switch that flipped internally that
Yeah.
just made it to where that was no longer a part of my life. It was gone. The
Yeah.
forgiveness happened, and then I would try to bring it back up, and God's like, "No, we're done with that.
Yeah.
Forgiveness happened. Why are
Yeah.
we circling back around?"
Yes. And in that moment, right, when you're like, if you think about, oh man, that was wrong, right? I should not have shown up that way. Like maybe there was even, sometimes there can be grief about it. Sometimes there can be embarrassment about it. But when you know that God doesn't hold on to any of that and he just forgives you and he releases you of all of that and he doesn't even look at you that way and gives you a free pass, basically, right? You get a clean slate every single day, right? His mercies are new every morning. When you receive that, how could you not be compelled to give that?
Well, it's hard when you put it
Right, like,
that
right, like, who are we? Like, an interesting thought is, who are we to decide who deserves it or not when we know maybe that we did not deserve it multiple times over?
Yeah.
right? Like I now get to be the judge when that's not what God tells me to do. He tells me to forgive, but it's really hard to do if you haven't actually received it into your heart for yourself. So when you do actually bring it in and you have that humbling, it is humbling, right? When you have that overwhelming feeling of grace and being so inundated by God's love, you're like, that is what I just want to release to somebody else. I just want to release that to them, right? And if I have to be the initiator, thank God that I'm able to do that.
Yep.
Right? Like that I'm in a place where I'm able to not sentence somebody essentially and keep them in this jail and resent them and have all that going up in my heart all the time. This bitterness, this resentment, this unforgiveness, because all that does is block you and your blessings and your future and your assignment. Mm-hmm. Right? So when you think about it that way, the how is interesting. I think sometimes we can complicate this. The how is simply, I choose to forgive. God, help me to forgive. Right? Because it's supernatural. So when you think about it, like anything else that happens supernaturally, we don't really know the how. We just ask. We just take God at his word. He says, forgive. God, I want to forgive. I don't want this heaviness in my heart. I don't want to resent any person. I don't want to live like that. I don't want to practice that. I don't want to become more like that. I want to look like you. I want to be free. I want to have peace in my heart. I don't want all these grievances, and I want to give other people the opportunity to be impacted by that. Right? Because when you think about when you have unforgiveness in your heart, how is that impacting somebody else? What is happening?
I mean, it's keeping them at arm's length. It's keeping them to where there's... You're not modeling the love of Jesus. You're modeling humans,
yeah,
beings.
Yeah.
It sounds so easy when you put it that way. Oh.
Like, well, you can think about it like this. I want to usher people into an encounter with God. I don't want them to have more pain, more suffering, more permission to act in dysfunction and trauma, right? I want to be on a mission to help connect them to God and bring freedom and bring healing and bring deliverance. But I can't do that if I'm not partnered with God. So instead of partnering with kind of evil and wickedness in a way, because that's really what bitterness and unforgiveness are, like they just start sprouting up all sorts of ugly things. So instead of partnering with that, I just decide that I don't want to do that. Now, in my own strength, I cannot not do that. So this is where we just practically say, God, help, help me. Kind of like the scripture where it talks about, Lord, help me with my unbelief. Same thing. Like I acknowledge it's in there. I don't like that it's in there because I know that that's holding me back, but help me to forgive. And sometimes that's an ongoing process for a minute, right? Sometimes there's these moments that you just shift and you release it. But often when those happen, they've been after years of hanging on to it, right? Other times it's like a process of walking it out in step with God for a while. So what does that look like? Every time that person comes up and you're like, oh, right? You're like, God, I love this person. I release your blessing over this person's life. Thank you that you're working in their heart. I desire to forgive them. Help me to forgive them. I release your forgiveness to them right now. And then watch what he starts to do, right? Like, so you just, anytime it comes up, instead of being like, and like going on like a, I don't know what you do, but you know, instead of like ruminating about it or making it dramatic, yeah. It's like, okay, this person ultimately is God's kid, right? And they're worthy and deserving of love. And who am I to block the flow? Right? And sure, maybe they don't have the awareness. Maybe they are in denial, but me continuing to not forgive them, does that help them break through?
No.
Does that help them experience anything new or supernatural?
No.
And if they did experience that through me, wouldn't that be mind-blowing?
Probably, yeah.
That would be a great case, right? So that, the how, is something that I would challenge you. God knows the how. Our job is never the how in anything. So we can kind of get under the oppression of this like tyranny of how in anything. This could be like our future desires. This could be relationship things that haven't evolved yet. This could be unforgiveness, right? God knows the how.
Yep.
He does. So we just have to trust like, God, I want to, help me. And then he will give you the steps or the ability to do it or start exposing more of what you're forgiving. So instead of just being like, I forgive you, and it's sort of superficial, right? He'll start exposing the hard things to forgive so that you can actually articulate them. Like, I forgive you for abandoning me in this way, right? I forgive you for hurting me in this way, Right. And I, the biggest forgiveness, honestly, is going to be the self forgiveness. So, what you learned because of what you experienced from this person. Like, I learned to sabotage myself, or I learned to beat myself up, or I learned to become hard-hearted, or whatever it might be, because of what I experienced here to protect myself. So, I forgive myself for thinking that I wasn't worthy of love, or I forgive myself for thinking that I deserve that kind of treatment from myself when I never did. When you do that, then you let the other person off the hook too. It's fascinating because somebody, right? That's kind of why I was alluding to that question before. Somebody that doesn't know what they're doing, what that does for me, I want to offer them more grace. So it just shows me where they're at. So I'm just not going to expect a certain level of presence or attention or follow through because they don't have the capacity. So I'm either going to beat them up for not having the capacity, which doesn't really make sense because they don't have the capacity, or I'm going to give them grace and not expect as much, but not resent that at the same time. Okay. Now, two different things here. One, forgiveness is something that you can do for you. Sometimes you actually go and you say that to the person. Sometimes you just do that between you and God. Okay. So it doesn't always happen with the person, but it can. But then there's a difference with the reconciliation piece. Okay, so I think there's this assumption, and I just want to highlight this, but I think that there's assumption when you forgive, then you automatically reconcile. You do not. Okay, so for example, you can forgive because that frees up your heart, and you have that the same way that you've received forgiveness. That's how you can freely give it. Okay, so the same way you felt relief, you felt peace, you felt a lift, you felt free from all these things that have been holding you back. That'll be the same thing that shifts in that relationship. Now, that doesn't mean that you go build with that person again and just pick up like nothing happened. That you can't do that. That just cannot be what happened. So those other things that you said, repentance, right? You can see if somebody is truly repentant. Okay. And then you'll be able to see it over time in their behavior. If they're not, they just said some fun words to try to move on. And people are great at that too. So distinguishing the difference is a big deal here. And if there can't be the reconciliation, that's okay. But that doesn't mean that you harden your heart towards somebody or that you give them full access to you in your life. If you can't reconcile and walk with a person after forgiveness, you just set boundaries and you limit how close they get to you. Because they've proven essentially to be a dangerous person, not a bad person, but dangerous in terms of reckless with your heart, reckless with your mind, reckless maybe with anything in your life. And you just don't let a dangerous person come mess with your life. But that doesn't mean that you don't love them, right? You can still love them, pray for them, right? Do right by them, but you don't have to live in that tyranny of how do I forgive them or oppression from bitterness and unforgiveness. Does that make sense?
I just had a picture of Wreck-It Ralph coming through and being like,
Yes, like that. My God, too much.
tell me you have kids without telling me you have kids.
Right. Oh my God. Does that make sense for you? So, how to forgive, right? I think don't get caught up in the how. Some of the things that are helpful, just in a recap, picture like what you thought forgiveness was, because I think there's a distinction here too. Forgiveness is not something I believe that we can really do without God, first and foremost. We can try, but that might be one of those things that's more rehearsed than actually real, because you'll know in your heart. And it's God that knows how to really do these works in our heart. Okay. But this genuine desire, just like thinking about even coming to know Him, God, I desire to know you. I don't know how this works, but I desire to know you. That's how the entire kingdom works. God, I have no clue where I'm walking, but I know you do. Thank you that you revealed my next step. Thank you that you showed me how to do this because I don't know how. You're never going to know how. You don't have to know how on a faith walk, right? Like He will show you the steps. But
Thank you, Lord.
yeah, so turn it over to Him. Like, I give you your job back. Just help me to do it. Do you see the difference? So then there's the accountability on you. Because right now, when we're basically punishing somebody from afar, we're putting our power over there and draining ourselves every day and then living under the oppression of that bitterness and unforgiveness and resentment. And it's heavy and it's not fun. There's no lightness of being, there's no peace, there's no creativity, there's no forward movement. That ain't life. Right. So that's why they say it's like eating poison, expecting the other person to die. Not fun. But that's what it's like. Okay. So that's not your job. Paying attention to the past and what you thought forgiveness looks like. versus how you actually have been forgiven yourself personally, and then how, because you've received forgiveness from God, how you can give that intentionally, right? Like, what if you got really good? I'm thinking of even love. Love is similar to forgiveness in terms of we can throw it out there thinking that that's love, but it's not at all. It's way deeper than that. It's way more solid than that. But when you think about it, it's something that you learn to get good at, but you're only able to do it because you've received it.
Yes.
Because you've been loved well, then you can go love other people well. Because you've been forgiven much, you can forgive people. Because grace has been extended to you, you can give it. Right? And that's why God's like, everything I've given you has been freely given. Go give it to people.
Yeah.
So he doesn't want us like blocked up and stopped up. He wants us in this constant flow with him all the time. And think about that. How would your life be different if you could embrace that?
Well, I don't know yet. I gotta go figure it out.
Well, you might enjoy it more. You might be in the presence more. You know what I mean? I think if I could master love and forgiveness, right, I'd probably really have a high quality of life.
Yes.
What if you could be the first to love and outdo each other in showing love in every relationship? Mm-hmm. Like, you're going to try to beat the other person to love, not to be right. You're just going to try to get to love first, right? Or you're going to be the first one to forgive.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That causes everyone to win. Makes sense?
Yes.
It's been helpful for you. What's your takeaway?
Absolutely. I mean, my takeaway, one of the biggest things that you said that's resonating with me is that it's a stepping, like it's a process. It's when you feel the resentment in your heart, when you feel something, you take it straight to the Father and you're like, help me.
Like, yes. SOS.
It's not, I keep waiting for this, like, forgiveness switch to flip, and all of a sudden, none of the baggage and the hurt's there anymore.
Yeah.
And that is not the case. It's one of those where, much like a human being in the past that I've had to forgive, we have to walk it out layer by layer, step by step. Yeah. Except for this time, I'm just forgiving with God instead of walking with that person.
Yeah.
And huge clarification on the reconciliation part, that helped a lot.
So a good. Lot. So
and
good.
I think there's been, if I'm being completely honest with myself, there has been a resistance to forgiveness because of the fact that it's expected, or I've been under the impression that forgiveness means immediate reconciliation. And I'm like, oh, I'm not ready for that.
Nope. Mm-mm.
No. So those are my two biggest takeaways, is that it's a step-by-step process, and it's with God. It's show me how to forgive, but also forgive myself for allowing this to be held over my head, to hold my heart down, to hold it in a place of stone. When I've learned certain characteristics from this behavior, that doesn't necessarily mean it's continuing with me, but I can pair it with God and forgive them, and then move on. And
that's why I have a question for you in the future: what do I want to bring with me, and what do I want to build?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Mm-hmm. I love how you just said that. So I don't want to bring these things with me. I don't want to look like this, but inevitably I will, if this is what I study and if this is what I hang on to. I will,
yes.
I will become this. I will become a bitter, resentful, unforgiving person. And I don't want to master that. I don't want to bring that forward. And I don't want anyone else to learn that, because it does not feel good.
Yeah.
It makes life.
Oh, I just spent the last 30 something years mastering that. I'm good. Right. Let's move on.
Go now. We can replace that with other options.
I say all the time, I did it my way for 32 years. We're doing it God's way now. Like, we just shifted and it's wonderful. But
and that's it, right? The same thing that you want. You want to be free. You want to have peace, right? You want to have new opportunities. You want to have hope for the future. You can offer that to somebody else too. That just doesn't mean that you guys walk that out together anymore.
Yep.
But what a gift. What a gift. Because that person might not have ever received forgiveness. And although you would expect them to give it to you, if you can offer it, what a blessing. What a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
So powerful. Thank you for your
so good
question.
I knew God was going to give us a topic. I knew it.
Just bamboozling all the time. That's what he does. Good.
So good.
I love it. Thank you for sharing with us. It's such an honor to have you on the hotline.
Thanks for doing this. This is such a powerful thing for so many people, even just the little snippets of not being able to listen to a full hour-long podcast episode. This is just so helpful. I remember the little snippets, the life-changing shifts that I would have listening to your voice on the podcast, knowing that it was so relatable. So thank you for taking time out of your day to do this because so many people are going to be touched by
Amen. Amen.
it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Those that know us know we sing amen around here.
We sing, we say amen. We have a time.
All laughter, all the time.
All the time. Joyful experience.
Joy. Joy. We just said joy at the same time.
So good. Well, it's been a joy having you here. I appreciate you.
You have a blessed one.
Listen, if you are not plugged into Courage Co. yet, what are you doing? Courage Co. is a faith-based community off social media that you can access from your phone or your desktop, literally from anywhere. It is a safe place and a sacred space for you to invest in and live your most courageous and impactful story. You can join us for free, for prayer calls and challenges, for a monthly subscription where we have monthly masterclasses, or the God's Vibes Mastermind, where you will get live master life coaching at a price that you won't get anywhere else, 12 weeks of content that we will go through together, or you can navigate at your own pace. You'll have lifetime access to that, a community of women doing this alongside of you, a workbook, and so many other materials to help you on your journey. And I just want you to imagine for a second, having the courage, clarity, and focus to achieve anything you desire. Walking into any situation fully confident, knowing you have everything you need to succeed. Embracing challenges and overcoming obstacles with grace and ease. Feeling only love and compassion for others, no matter how they may have hurt you in the past. Standing up for what you believe in and taking unstoppable action to create the kind of world you want to live in. You're in the right place to take your next step on your journey. When you plug into the God's Vibes Mastermind, I'll teach you how to identify and eliminate the self-limiting beliefs and habits that are stopping you from getting the results you want. I'll teach you how to heal old wounds that have negatively impacted your self-image and self-esteem for far too long. I'll show you how to dismantle the story of who you are and what you can or cannot do in the world. I'll help you expand your consciousness from fear-based limitation to love and compassion and service to the world. I'll help you vanquish the inner enemies that are stopping you from being all that you can be. Release your victimhood and reclaim your power. Develop a aligned mindset and habits to boost your productivity and results. Gain deeper awareness of your own inner light and divinity, and achieve the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual self-mastery needed to achieve any goal. You will learn how to think the way God formed, shaped, and anointed you to think, and succeed the way He always intended, and show up in any situation as the most powerful person in the room, no matter what challenges might appear on your path. If this sounds like something that you want to be a part of, I want to invite you to join the God's Vibes Mastermind. You can get plugged into it over at Courage Co. You can access Courage Co. at any level at www.courageco.org. Together, we will awaken your inner warrior spirit and unleash your capacity to achieve any goal you can imagine. You will become an example of what's possible with God.